As we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. 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 It's painting the scenes of our lives.
Are we back? Hello. Curtis, 10:01, what's going on here? Are we back on the air?
Yes, you're back on the air.
There you go. Hello. So welcome back. This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. I apologize there. In the business, we call that dead air, and I apologize. That was, to be honest, me filling up my coffee cup. But, you know, you've got to have a little coffee to do this for 2 hours in the morning, just to keep yourself juiced up a little bit. So I think we've pretty much got ourselves done with that conversation about the government, although I think some of the things that are in the news that we're going to talk about will probably take us right back into that subject. Some interesting things happened this week that we're going to touch base with, and we're just going to see where it takes us, see if any of you are interested in talking about it. By the way, if you want to talk, the number is 1-800-313-9443. It's 1-800-313-9443. I'd like to make quick mention here of our online store. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out the online store. We can get all kinds of posters, books, and DVDs. We have on sale the Berkey water filtration and air purifier systems, simply the best that there are in the world today. All of you campers, hunters, and especially you survivalists out there, you all need to have Berkey water filtration and air purifiers. So check it out in the online store. Also, check out Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. When you support Republic Trading Group, you are supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. Republic Trading Group, of course, are the guys who will take you into the safety of hard assets, where your retirement funds are concerned or where your investment funds are concerned. If you are worried about the ravages of inflation, and it looks like that might start to be a little more important with each passing day, you might be interested in getting your hands on some hard assets, as in precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, that kind of stuff. Check in with Republic Trading Group, and they will be glad to help you out. And once again, that helps to support the network. So I think we have to be getting pretty darn close to our first break here. Or maybe I'm just going to babble. No, I'm not. There it is. First break. Ken Ludwig, What We're Thinking About. Back in 3 minutes.
Today's energy. energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take Discardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
This is Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About. And that, of course, was the Rolling Stones and Start Me Up, one of my all-time favorite tunes. If you are interested in letting the world know what you're thinking about, give us a call at 1-800-313-9443. There was an interesting news week this week. I think one of the big news items is the making of Strange Bedfellows, which, of course, is one of the definitions of politics. And that would be the televangelist Pat Robertson endorsing Rudy Giuliani as the Republican candidate for president, which I find it to be ironic, to say the least. But the interesting thing was that kind of set off a frenzy of leaders of assorted different Christian right groups endorsing candidates. And I'm going to read you this little thing here. It came from the from Hearst newspapers from a guy named Stuart Powell. It was in the Rocky Mountain News this week. Leaders of the Christian conservative political movement scattered their presidential endorsements among Republican presidential candidates on Wednesday. Further evidence that no single candidate has won their hearts and their votes. Televangelist Pat Robertson, founder of the Christian Coalition and the Christian Broadcasting Network, endorsed Republican frontrunner Rudolph Giuliani. Senator John McCain won the backing of departed presidential rival Senator Sam Brownback, who was a leader among Christian conservatives for his ardent opposition in the Senate to abortion rights and embryonic stem cell research. That's one we haven't covered, and boy, that's one needs covering. Earlier, Paul Weyrich, a co-founder of the Moral Majority, came out for former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, joining Bob Jones III, president of the evangelical Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina, to back a Mormon whose faith has become an issue among some evangelical Christians. Isn't Bob Jones University the place where they're not allowed to dance? Anyway, the decisions by prominent Christian right leaders to get involved in the 2008 race on behalf of Republican candidates suggested that interest was flagging among evangelical Christians to support a third-party candidate if an abortion rights advocate such as Giuliani were to win the GOP nomination. The endorsements also showed that Republican presidential candidates can win the support of influential leaders of the Christian right without necessarily adhering to the movement's long-standing opposition to abortion rights, gay marriage, and embryonic stem cell research. Giuliani, a former mayor of New York City, has been married 3 times, supports a woman's right to choose abortion, and favors civil unions for gay couples. Robertson's support was expected to help Giuliani in Iowa, where recent polls show him running 3rd behind Romney and former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and in South Carolina, where polls show him running a close 2nd to Romney. Interesting stuff that. I really want to talk about the embryonic stem cell research, but I think we'll hold on to that one for another time. Because it's an important issue, and I don't want to shortchange it in the middle of this conversation around the Republicans and the Christian right. There was an article in what is becoming one of my favorite periodicals to read. It is the it's a little magazine called This Week. I'm sorry, it's called The Week, and it has some great articles. But you know what? We're not going to read this article yet. We have Mary from Shelby, North Carolina, on the line. And let's see what Mary's thinking about today. Mary, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Really good, but I am worried about one thing that I've recently heard on the Internet, and it's about the Citibank scandal. Would you want to talk about that?
You know what? I'm not sure I know a whole lot about it, but give me a little prep, and maybe it's something I have read about this week. I don't, you know, the so-called scandals in all the major financial institutions.
That's true.
They're really very much around their involvement in subprime mortgage lending.
Right. But this is about a trust fund that was in Leo Wonta, and it goes all the way back to 1988 when this trust fund was set up, and it was has been agreed to be paid, but it's trillions of dollars. And
I'm sorry, Mary, what's it a trust fund for?
Well, it was a trust fund set up during the Reagan administration, and Leo Wonta is a person who has been, you might say, persecuted by the government. He's supposed to be in charge of the trust fund, but they have kept him on house arrest and so forth for years because they said he owed Wisconsin state taxes. I've read this, but you know, this is this trust fund was supposed to have actually been paid out on Monday, this past Monday.
Who is it supposed to be paid to, Mary?
Well, several foreign diplomats, Chinese and so forth like that, were supposed to come over and be paid.
I'm sorry, I don't want to be the I don't want to be facetious around this, but where did you read this?
I read it on the internet, and it's Christopher Story is...
I think Christopher is perpetrating a story.
You do.
Because it just doesn't sound right to me, and I'll tell you why. Because mm-hmm. in an organization, we're talking about Citibank here.
Right.
In an organization as large as Citibank that is so closely regulated, that where every penny is pretty much checked out, and in particular after the SNL scandals of the late 80s and early 90s, mm-hmm. And the to some extent the kind of deregulation of banking, they are coming under closer and closer scrutiny, and it is literally, and I'm not going to say it's totally impossible, but I'm going to say it's pretty dang near impossible to keep a trust fund in the somewhere hidden in the corporation for almost 20 years. Just mm-hmm. simply because there's just too much regulation and it's too closely looked upon. And I think, you know, that's one of the problems that we have here with the internet is when somebody comes up with a quote story or a conspiracy, too easily it becomes legend, and it's all of a sudden, and it becomes one of those urban legends which really need to be scrutinized. I wish I knew, and I don't.
I know. I wish someone would scrutinize this, because he's already said that several bankers were arrested on Monday and flown out of the country, and
you
another.
Know if bankers were arrested on Monday, we'd have known about it.
Do you really think so?
You know why I think so, Mary? Because at this point in time in this country, Britney Spears can't hide her kids. I mean, if we're arresting bankers,
uh-huh.
there's no place to hide, hon. I mean, everybody's got cameras on their cell phones. I mean, and just the news is we now all are participants in reporting the news. And if those kind of things are going down, there's just no way on God's green earth that this is happening without us knowing about it. We just would know. Every little thing that happens to everybody on this planet, we find out about. And if people were arresting bankers mm-hmm. and shipping them to foreign countries, somebody drops the ball there. That's always the leaky piece of all the conspiracy theories that kind of interests me, is that, you know, the old joke that if you tell somebody else your secret, you no longer have a secret.
Right.
You know, my mother just had her 80th birthday. My mother had 9 children in her life. And when people, as she got older, people just didn't believe. Now she's a little old lady, so people know she's an old lady. But when she was in her 40s and 50s,
mm-hmm.
she was a beautiful woman, and no one could believe that she had 9 children. And people would ask her, Betty, how old are you? And my mother would say, can you keep a secret? And they would say, no. And they would say yes. And my mother would say, so can I.
Yeah,
and she would not tell them, and I'm telling you that story because that's what I think about conspiracy theories. In too often, what happens is if there is this conspiracy going on, there's always a weak link somewhere, Mary, that'll break the trust and that'll speak. And if there's something right. that's been going on for 18 or 19 years, don't you just believe along with me that somebody would have leaked it somewhere?
I don't know. You know, I just have a lot of faith in the government's ability to keep things secret.
Oh, it's not, boy, and I don't disagree with that at all, honey. You're not going to get any disagreement, especially in this administration. But if this started all the way back in the Reagan years, it's just too dang long for it to have remained a secret, especially anything to do with the banking industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just kind of strange that, you know, the Citibank, the stocks fell, the CEOs resigned, and, you know,
that's
hear little hints of things that's going on there. And
yeah,
you know.
Too much of that is about the subprime lending, and that's another subject altogether. But I thank you very much for your call. We're going to take a break right here. I'm Ken Ludwig, and this is What We're Thinking About.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at NorthernVoiceBookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Trying to pick a fight with everyone you need. You seem like a soldier who's lost his composure. You're wounded and play a waiting game in no man's land, no one's to
are back. This is what we're thinking about, and I'm Ken Ludwig, and I find it amusing somewhat that when we talk about any kind of conspiracy here, we get all of a sudden we get interest and we get callers. I would like to make one statement before we go on with taking callers. We do have our three rules of engagement, and the three rules of engagement are, number one, we'll talk about anything you want to talk about, but I have to know something about the subject, because if I don't, then it's your show, it's not my show, and that's not what I'm here for. Number two, we will blame no one for anything, because we are very clear that everything starts within our own hearts. And lastly, we will not argue. We will certainly disagree, but there will be no arguing. So, anyway, I believe we have Don in Ohio on the line, and let's see what Don has on his mind. Don, are you there? I'm not sure. Maybe we don't have Don on the line anymore. Don, are you there? Well, that doesn't seem to be working. So let's continue with what we were talking about here. The on that subject of Rudy Giuliani being endorsed by Pat Robertson, and the I was mentioning that the little magazine I get called The Week had a headline here, Evangelicals, a Schism in the Republican Base. As pastor of Wichita's Emmanuel Baptist Church, Terry Fox was one of the most powerful evangelical leaders in Kansas. His fiery sermons broadcast on local TV and radio made Kansas the epicenter of the pro-life movement and helped compel state legislators to outlaw gay marriage. But in August, his board of deacons fired him. They said they were tired of hearing about abortion 52 weeks a year, hearing about all this political stuff, a stunned Fox said. David Kirkpatrick in the New York Times said that Fox's unseating is among the most visible signs that the evangelical movement is coming apart. As perhaps the most potent voting bloc in America, it is no longer as solid as it once was. The religious right played a decisive role in setting the conservative agenda, with its votes without question twice electing George W. Bush as president. But now, deeply disappointed by Bush's many failures and unable to agree on a successor, they're divided, angry, and adrift. The Republicans, said Marvin Olasky, who's an editor of the evangelical magazine World, he said the Republicans have blown it. There are good reasons for this disintegration. Evangelicals are naturally dismayed to find out that many of their self-appointed moral emperors have no clothes. The Reverend Ted Haggard got caught paying for massages, in quotes, from a gay prostitute. And anti-gay marriage crusaders, Senators David Vitter and Larry Craig, are caught in extramarital pursuits. In the past 2 years, disgusted evangelicals have been taking to a different course than the values hacks who claim to lead them, like James Dobson of Focus on the Family and Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council. That's especially true among younger evangelicals, who, insofar as they're political at all, they believe Jesus would want them to help the poor and the powerless, not condemn gays or clamor for war. Boy, can I have an amen there, folks? And unlike their elders, these 20-somethings have little inclination to fill their bookshelves with left-behind novels or sing pseudo-romantic praise choruses in sprawling megachurches. The upshot of this realignment is already apparent. 5 years ago, a Pew Research Center poll found nearly 90% of white evangelicals approved of George W. Bush. Today, only 49% do. Just about half, a little more than half. Only 60% are planning to vote Republican in 2008. Dan Hopkins, a 56-year-old Dallas real estate developer and lifelong Republican, is typical of these disaffected Christians. Furious with Republican politicians for ignoring the plight of illegal immigrants and taking the U.S. into a savage war in Iraq, Hopkins is considering voting Democratic for the first time in his life. The old guard of the religious right, he says, had the same level of fanatics as in the Middle East. Here's an interesting comment for you. Most evangelicals wouldn't go that far. While they clearly have lost their enthusiasm for the GOP, that doesn't mean they're all turning into liberal Democrats. Instead, their votes are now up for grabs. To understand the new evangelical views of politics, there's no better example than the Reverend Gene Carlson of Wichita, once deeply involved in conservative politics and anti-abortion movement and the anti-abortion movement. Carlson, now 70, has soured on politics. When you mix politics and religion, he says, you get politics. And he now considers himself an independent. He leans left on social welfare issues and considers it his Christian duty to protect the environment and stop global warming. The religious right peaked a long time ago, he said. It has seen its heyday. Something new is coming. We'll continue talking about that when we come back. This is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
A man walk down before you call him a man. How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's another one of those songs I could just play all day long. I think there's a line in there. That's, you know, and that's another one of the great anthems from the 60s that was all about the raising of consciousness and the populace rising up to protest what the government was doing. And I can't emphasize enough how much I think that is lacking in our society right now, in our American society right now. Certainly isn't lacking in other countries, but in other countries they're getting pretty violent about it and a little crazy. But I think we need to learn how to protest again. I think there's the one great line there. How many times can a man turn his head pretending he just doesn't see? I truly believe that at this point in time, the Bush administration is depending on us to have that attitude of turning our heads and pretending we just don't see. It's time that we stopped pretending, and it's time that we stood up and stood our ground and decided that this is America. This is, and we know what we stand for. We know what the precepts are on which this country was founded, and darn it, we need to get these guys moving on and get people up there who believe the same way as the majority of Americans do. I believe that Don has come back to us, and he's been patiently waiting now for probably 10 minutes to talk. Don, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Ken. How are you today?
I am magnificent, my friend. How are you?
Good. I was listening to the call the lady made about 10 or 15 minutes ago about the Wanta case.
Yes.
And I wanted to interject something. Let me preface my remarks by saying you've fashion yourself as a teacher, and you seem to be a pretty good one. Now, would you agree that a good teacher is also a good student?
Absolutely.
Okay, then maybe you'll listen to what I have to say and not take offense. I don't intend to offend.
Can I say one thing before you start? I have gotten several instant messages from people who feed me information from different corners. And if you recall, my rules of engagement around telephone calls are that first thing is we'll talk about anything, but it must be a subject about which I know something.
Yeah.
And it would appear to me that maybe there is more to this story than I'm aware of, that I'm just not familiar with it. So
yeah. I'll try to bring you up to speed.
Prefacing what you're going to say with that, go ahead and take a shot at me.
Okay. When I hear the term, first of all, let me preface my remarks by saying when I hear the term conspiracy theory, it implies that the person that's talking about a conspiracy is paranoid. And that's not necessarily the case if there's evidence to back up the charges, okay? Let me say that simply, and, you know, it's not something to argue, but it's my heartfelt opinion about what the media is doing when someone comes out with something that seems incredible, seems very difficult to grasp because of maybe the enormity of numbers. Let's talk about Wantagate now. I have read 4 major publications by Christopher Story, and I'm talking about novels in size, 540 pages per novel. The International Currency Review, The New Underworld Order, The Soviet Analyst, and several other publications, not to mention his online publications. Now, we should be careful to knock those that have websites. I have a website. I publish articles with the Idaho Observer. They publish online. You are online. RBN is online. So let's not attack the Internet as if nothing on the Internet is credible. Now, we know the government puts out documents which are intended disinformation to make a true story look false. We know that. So that said, Wantagate has been going on for a number of years. Under Presidential Order 12333, Leo Wanta single-handedly destabilized the Russian ruble to the point where he amassed $27.5 trillion to be put into the U.S. Treasury. As soon as Bush won, Bill Clinton and Bush 2 found out about the money, and really Bush 1 is the one orchestrating the majority of the theft with the help of Bill Clinton. They began raiding these offshore accounts. When the accounts were frozen at one point, they mirrored the accounts in the banks. This is where Citibank comes in. This is where J.P. Morgan Chase comes in, Bank of America, Wachovia, Chemical Bank, New York Mellon Bank, Bank of Nova Scotia, Bank of England, Deutsche Bank, on and on and on. There are literally over 400 banks in the United States that have conspired in the money laundering to the extent that they have created well over $600 trillion of phony derivatives, phony hedge funds. Now, this is not conspiracy theory. This is documented in the courts. Leah Wanta recently filed a writ of mandamus in the Virginia court, federal court. They had a, what I would call, a military tribunal. They had an ONI judge hear the case in absentia. Wanta was not notified. Cheney has been served. Chertoff has been served. Alberto Gonzalez, Henry Paulson, Robert Kimmett. These are all major players in the government, in the Treasury Department. I mean, it goes on and on and on. These people have been arrested in Europe. They are arresting, right now, the number's up to about 4,000 people. Why are we not hearing about it in the media? Because the media is totally corrupt, because the media is bribed. And they've been bribed not to talk about the story. Bob Sheets from CBS was one reporter about 6 or 7 months ago who was investigating the story in Washington, and he was approached by the intelligence agencies and warned to back off the story. Now, I have reported the story. I've been a regular guest on Michael Herzog's show for over 3 months talking about this story. I've been on Charlie Giuliani's show talking about it, Derry Brownfield's show, Rick Adams. We can go on and on. I have my own radio show, and I've talked about it. Now, talking about it doesn't make it true, but knowing the facts and having examined thousands of documents and read numerous books on the subject, I can tell you it's real. I've seen the proofs of service of these individuals who I mentioned. The military is very concerned about this because they want to get their hands on the money. Right now, the Provost Marshal, Rodney Johnson, is executing these arrest warrants through the world court. These people are being shipped to England, to Germany, and places undisclosed. This is not a new story. I've been sounding the alarm for over 2 years when the initial settlement went down in December of 2005.
You know what, Don? I don't mean to cut you short here, but I don't think I am cutting you short because I've let you have a good piece of the show here. First thing I'll say to you is what I said at the beginning. I know very little of this. I really have heard nothing of this. So I really don't know that I can talk with any authority about it whatsoever. But I did want to clarify a couple of things that I did not infer that conspiracy theorists were paranoids. I did not infer at all that nothing on the internet is credible. And I certainly agree with you that the government spin is everywhere present, that there is, it goes everywhere from just spinning it to lying about it. And I have no doubts about that. And I believe that the government that we have, the administration we have in power right now has raised the lying and spinning to an art form. But
well, I agree with you. If I can just comment on that and just mention that it came across like you were saying that this was just a conspiracy theory. Christopher Story has been a geo-financial author, a publisher on financial matters for almost 40 years. This is not some guy that just posted a website.
And you know what? I'm going to be bluntly honest with you here. It all sounds to me way too big, way too secretive to even be remotely possible. But I'm not going to say that it's not true because I flat out don't know. I've seen no evidence whatsoever. And one more piece, to be honest with you. You rattled off a whole string of people on whose show you've been a guest. And that you've been talking about this for 2 years. And the truth is, if there are big-time conspiracies going on out there around money, around governments, around shady characters, and everybody wants their hands in the pie, everybody wants some of the money, put me on the list. I mean, if there's a possibility of getting part of those trillions of dollars, put me on the list with the military and everybody else. I'll take my piece of the pie. But until I know more about it, I'm not trying to insult you here, Don. I'm just being honest. It's not a subject for this show. It's just not something I particularly want to talk about on this show. The object of this show is to try and live a more positive and spiritual life And I believe that when we start talking about all of these huge conspiracies, whether you call them conspiracy theories or just big conspiracies, I believe we get thoroughly caught up in thinking in the problem and not thinking in the solution. Because if something has been going on this long and there are that many people involved, did you say 4,000 people
they're
have been arrested?
They're up to 4,000. Yes.
4,000 people have been arrested and it's been going on this long, then people have been thinking in the problem way too frickin' long. But the bottom line is, I thank you for your call and I wish you a magnificent weekend.
Oh, you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So anyway, that's an interesting piece, and I admit for the third time here maybe that I know nothing about that story. I will make it a point because I actually have a brother who works in the banking industry and is quite, doesn't just work in the banking industry, he's kind of somebody in the banking industry, and I think we'll just check in with him and see what he's got to say about all this. But I wanted to step back for a minute here for the, maybe for the end of the entire rest of the show. I wanted to step back into this, this thing around the Republican presidential candidates and the disaffection of the religious right around the GOP. I saw something the other day that if, Pat Robertson is jumping aboard the Rudy Giuliani train, he better be prepared to be thrown off that train at 65 miles an hour if Giuliani wins the election. And that is just, I think, the real truth that's unspoken in these articles here is I think that the religious right is sick and tired of backing these conservative candidates who are really only looking for their votes, and then as soon as they get elected, they move back to the center. And I think it's really important for the religious right to get back to being the religious right and skip the politics. I love the comments of the Reverend Gene Carlson from Wichita, Kansas. He's a 70-year-old guy who's been deeply involved in the conservative politics and the anti-abortion movement for years and years. And his comment is, when you mix politics and religion, you get politics. He now considers himself an independent and goes more towards his leanings or towards his heart. He leans to the left on social welfare issues and considers it his Christian duty to protect the environment and stop global warming. And we had that that comment earlier in that article from the and I don't see exactly here where it's from, but it's I guess it was just kind of a the reporter making a comment about the younger evangelicals, and insofar as they're political at all, they believe Jesus would want them to help the poor and the powerless, not condemn gays or clamor for war. I think you're talking about the difference between Christian principles and political principles, and I think in a great many instances they're mutually exclusive. The truth of the matter is there's a separation of church and state in this country for a reason, because when you mix the two, you wind up with just the state. And that's what this, what Reverend Carlson is talking about when he says you mix politics and religion, all you get is politics. That's what, and just look around, folks. Just look at the theocracies in the Middle East. That is where fundamentalism takes you if it gets involved in your politics. And that, I think, was the grand vision of people like Dobson and the other guy that was mentioned in this article here, James Dobson and Tony Perkins. Those guys have this grand vision, no different from the grand vision of the Ayatollahs in the Middle East. Those guys want a grand caliphate of Islam. They want to have the entire world ruled by Islam, and these guys want to have the entire world ruled by Christianity. And as the one guy Hopkins mentioned here, that as far as the old guard of the religious right, he says they have the same level of fanatics as they have in the Middle East. Amen, buddy, because that's exactly where that comes from. I think that those heads of those organizations on the religious right do Christianity an enormous disservice by getting it too heavily involved and too heavily steeped in conservative politics. I think Christianity is much better served by being Christianity, by being a conglomeration of organizations that live by the precepts of Jesus Christ. In my great worldview, Jesus Christ is not the great exception. Jesus Christ is the great example. We refer to him more often as our older brother as opposed to the only Son of God. We actually just consider him the Son of the only God, which, by the way, you are and I am and all of us is. And it is my belief system that says living a more spiritual life by emulating the precepts of Jesus Christ is a whole lot higher calling and a whole lot better way to live your life than to be involved in politics. And it just seems to me that politics would be better served, Christianity would be better served if the people, the powers that be in the Christian movements, the different Christian religions, the different Christian organizations, if they move themselves out of politics. More importantly, if Christians, by and large, moved their leaders out of politics and told them, we're no longer interested. We really don't need, man, all you got to do is look closely at these guys. It's talk about, I love the one line in there that all of these Christian emperors have no clothes. So many of them have no clothes. They're all, I mean, it's borderline insanity to be paying attention to these guys. They talk only about political issues. They talk only about controlling your life, controlling my life with their principles. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that's not what Jesus said. That's not where Jesus stood. And if their religion is based on the precepts of Jesus Christ, they would be well served to live more closely to those precepts. I'm going to take a break here. Final break of the day. And this is Ken Ludwig, and it's still what we're thinking about. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2222 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2222. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2222 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Trace of my face could be.
And we're back for the final segment of the show here, and that's kind of my attitude of life. She said, you're strange, but don't change. And that's who I am, that's where I am, and that's what you guys are stuck listening to on a Saturday morning. I want to make one comment here about back to Don in Ohio. And Don, I hope you're still listening to the show. I listened to you, and I've been thinking about this since we stopped talking. After talking to you, I would just, you know, on first guess, I would consider you borderline brilliant. And I would so love to see a man with your ability, your determination, your desire to get a message out to the world. I would so love to see you stop and consider the possibility of moving away from great negative conspiracies and look towards the great positive conspiracies of the universe. Because every day, in every way, the universe is conspiring with us for our highest and best. And for every conspiracy, real or imagined, and again, I'm not casting judgment on that one, real or imagined, for every single one of them, there are literally hundreds of thousands.
Before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone, and we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff. We're taking